This is a CKTZ News Update. For more than 30 years, Blue Jay Lake farm owners Henry and Margaret Verscher have welcomed woofers, or willing workers, on organic farms from all over the world. Down a 3-kilometer-long driveway, the farm provides those seeking a rural lifestyle, especially one that includes farming, an introductory experience. With a severe housing shortage on Cortez Island, like so many other communities, Blue Jay Lake Farm is not only helping to address that shortage, but is also finding much-needed farm help. Verscher describes the farm, its operations, and the community living and working there.
It's a 300-acre farm, 3 lakes on it, very beautiful. We have beef animals, we about 400 apple trees, a couple hundred chickens. Sam and Ann do a lot of vegetables. We do some vegetables. And then we farm for fun, too. We have goats and milk cows for the farm residents as well.
And what is the arrangement for people who come to stay and help out at the farm?
Well, it's interesting. Max said, this place is like a circus and you're the circus ringmaster. And I thought about that and I said, no, actually not. I think you guys are the ringmasters and I'm the promoter. And I seem to be good at attracting nice people. And yeah, the relationship's different for every person that's here. Some live in their own tiny homes. Some two couples rent from us, and some come as woofers and just work in exchange for room and board. And then we have various accommodations. We have mostly little cabins, but some tent, some like living up in the hayloft. There's just all different for everybody.
And at any given time, how many people are helping out and living on the property?
Well, there's quite a few independents that have their own lives and their own gardens. So there's maybe 10 of those. And then there's usually 6 or 8 woofers as well. A lot less during pandemic because, of course, they weren't moving around. So the ones we had stayed and not new ones were coming. So.
And out of that, Henry, the people that you have do seek out to help out, how do you go about finding them?
Well, everybody comes as a woofer. Well, almost everybody. Sam and Ann with Big Fur Farm are probably the exceptions. But generally, if people want to join the community, they come woofing for 6 months a year. And then if we seem to get along, then it graduates onto them building their own tiny house, often on the farm. And yeah, it's very flexible.
And during your tenure, actually, how long have you been involved with the farm or been its proprietor, Henry?
We bought the farm in 1990. So I guess I've lived half my life here. It's a very big privilege to have spent half my life in such a beautiful place.
And during that time, roughly how many folks have come and gone, do you think, during that period?
Well, as far as woofers, I'm sure we've had at least 1,000 woofers over that time. We probably get, 25 a year usually. The last couple of years, we've just had long-termers, so it hasn't been like that. But often people come for a few weeks, and it's my way of traveling. I get to see the world through woofer eyes.
And do you think, during that time, how many of those, up to 1,000, have actually stayed on and become full-time Cortez Islanders?
Yeah, quite a few, actually. I would think maybe 3 dozen-ish. People that live on Cortez have lived at Blue Jay at some point in their, usually when they first arrived.
So it serves as a real kind of gateway, welcome, and initiation to farm life itself.
Yeah. If we don't think they fit Cortez, we send them off. No, I'm kidding. But I think it's brought a real nice family. A lot of them are families now. They have young kids and stuff. So it's brought a nice ambiance to Cortez.
And just finally, Henry, what do you think the key is to the sustainability of Blue Jay Lake Farm?
That's a really good question. The land, of course, is very sustainable all on its own and way before I was ever here, of course. Yeah, it's my passion, I guess, and attracting people with similar passions and being able to have a symbiotic relationship, I guess. In a way, it's easy because we don't have very many meetings and stuff. We all seem to just get along and it works easy.
I'm just wondering too, Henry, is there any sort of key foundational values or mindsets that you're sort of looking for from people who might be interested in spending time here?
Yeah, a passion for the environment and a passion for sustainability and growing your own food without too many big inputs and stuff. And that's, and I think that's maybe why the community works easily too, because people that don't fit very well, don't share those passions, don't stay, and they don't get kicked off. We haven't ever kicked anybody off, so it's been very easy that way too.
Self-regulating.
Yeah.
Abby Tate is a new arrival to Blue Jay Lake Farm.
I looked up on the woofing site and I found Blue Jay Farm, and Erin, the other woofer, contacted me too, and we just talked, and I was really interested in finding out this place. I wanted to discover what it was like, and I haven't really had much to do with the farm. I grew up on an intentional community. And this kind of, I don't know, kind of fit.
Is this your first time to Canada?
I'm half Canadian, so my dad's Canadian. Yeah, I was here like 5 years ago.
On Cortez or?
No.
Okay.
Sunshine Coast.
Okay. Yeah. And it's your first time to Cortez Island.
Yeah. It's so beautiful. I love
it. Yeah. How's it going so far?
I've only been here for one day, not even. So, I love it. Yeah, I do. And I think I am going to love the people, and they're so happy and positive, and yeah, Henry's lovely, and yeah, animals, love goats.
Yeah. And just one final question, Abby, is that what draws you to farming and in community?
I think because I grew up on a community, it's kind of always in my life, and kind of just sharing a life with everyone. I love that. Farming, I just wanted to experience something new. I haven't had much to do with it, so something new and exciting.
Blue Jay Lake Farm also operates a sawmill on the property, providing lumber to Cortez Islanders, along with vegetable, fruits, and livestock. Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.